I asked what a mentor meant to her. She explained that it would be someone she spoke to for at least an hour every week. I smiled, thinking, that's not a mentor, that's a therapist. Few mentors have time for excessive hand-holding. Most are dealing with their own high-stress jobs. A mentee who is positive and prepared can be a bright spot in a day. For this same reason, mentees should avoid complaining excessively to a mentor. Using a mentor's time to validate feelings may help psychologically, but it's better to focus on specific problems with real solutions. Most people in the position to mentor are quite adept at problem solving. Give them a problem to solve. Sometimes high potential women have a difficult time asking for help because they don't want to appear stumped. Being unsure about how to proceed is the most natural feeling in the world. I feel that way all the time. Asking for input is not a sign of weakness, but often the first step to finding a path forward. Mentoring and sponsoring relationships often form between individuals who have common interests, or when the junior members remind the more senior members of themselves. This means that men will often gravitate towards sponsoring younger men with whom they connect more naturally. Since there are so many more men at the top of every industry, the proverbial old boy network continues to flourish.